trying to do something with a photo, so I needed something to stick to something.
Ah, you were using blue tack.
Yeah, blue tack.
That's gotcha. Gotcha.
It's better than hot glue.
But now I can't get it off fucking this guy's fucking head.
Between hot glue and hot oatmeal, this panel has to be very cautious with
JP, what do I use to get this off?
Tile liquid.
Water?
No, I think you use more blue tack.
Yeah, you use more blue tack. Now I got more blue tack on his face.
You could always use a hair dryer.
Look at this guy's face.
Who is that? Superman?
Oh, okay. We're live.
Looks like Ben Affleck.
We've been live for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. How the fuck do I know? I don't know. All right.
That's a fucking yellow sign.
Well, welcome everybody to Breaking the Mold. I am your host for tonight. You know, us Puerto Ricans, it's like Hydra. You know, you cut one head off, the next one goes in. Can't get rid of us.
They got rid of the president.
And I'm here with the rest of these dudes over here. So hopefully we'll give you some entertaining tonight. And we're going to start off with our guest. We have Chris Pinkerton on today. Okay. How you doing?
What's up, party people? Hey, guys. How are y'all tonight?
Good.
Yes, very good.
Very good. Good, good.
Good.
Yeah. So let's see if I remember the format of the show. I had a pretty good weekend. I finally saw Spider-Man in the theater. Went to a new theater. It's not a new theater. It's a refurbished with the recliners and all that. So
like roomy seats.
Yeah, like super roomy, like living room furniture roomy. And, like they have a button to press and it raises up the legs and leans it back. So
have you been to one of those before?
I have the before I moved from Alabama, where I'm from. You guys are fucking awesome. They did the same thing. They took this old ghetto theater and renovated it and put all that in. So yeah, it was neat.
You know, if you bring a friend, you can raise the armrest in the middle and have like a love seat type of thing.
Oh, so you can share the popcorn.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Ha! Gotcha.
It's a friend.
You know, if you go to the movies with Dave or something.
Right, or you know, you were on.
It's gotta be me.
Just be careful. Dave puts a hole at the bottom of the popcorn.
I was gonna say that's the only reason he's there.
Extra salty.
Yeah, but
extra butter.
That's didn't do a whole lot. Watched some other bullshit movies. I watched Into the Spider-Verse again. Love that movie. Think we're gonna watch Endgame again this weekend because it's out on digital. So good stuff.
Cool. All right. So how about Dom? Tell us about your weekend.
It was good. Just went to. I don't know. I went to this Long Island to visit my wife's father, and
you were here again, and you didn't stop by again, right?
No. What do you think, friends?
No, I got it. I'm convinced your wife just doesn't like me, so it's all right.
No, she likes you. She just doesn't like me.
Any of us nerd motherfuckers.
But yeah, we had lunch with my father-in-law. He was great. And then Sunday was like kind of low key. We just did some errands, running around, kept it quiet. So no movie watching, no nerd stuff. Just basically ran around trying to see what things we can find. I did some toy hunting, but nothing came up short with a lot of things.
Actually, I forgot to say I did actually go toy hunting for the first time in a very long time and found. I found that there were so many people in GameStop I couldn't walk, so we just went.
Is there a line of people returning their systems and trying to get $5?
Yeah, that's what it was. A lady outside with she had a PS4 and a bowl on top of it. She's saying, "Albums for the poor." Those people looking at, they were looking at games and the collectibles, and they had a ton of stuff in there, but you literally could not walk. It was crazy.
Damn, dude, you just gave me an idea.
What's that?
I'm going to take my PS4 and I'm going to write "homeless, please help," and I'm going to stand on the street corner and see what
happens. Hey, it works just as well, I bet.
Thank you, Dave, for asking how my weekend was.
All right, cool. How about you, G-Money?
It was pretty quiet. Friday was my wife's birthday, so we hung out, and work has just been it's busy for us. So worked all day Saturday, tried to recover Sunday, worked all day. It's only Tuesday night, but it feels like the week has been like long already. So that's about it. Pretty quiet. I wish there was more exciting stuff to say.
Gary's not selling any cars, that's why. So,
oh no, we're selling. That's I mean, I'm not complaining. I shouldn't complain. But it's been exhausting. So
I was just making a stupid joke.
Yeah. So a week. Yeah, exciting, I know.
Today. All right. Brian, how about you?
Oh well, hey. I was happy to see that on Saturday we got a break from the heat, and then it returned on Sunday, which kind of sucked. But you know, that was good. And I actually watched some old movies that I'd never seen before, so feel free to ridicule me. I watched Rain Man for the first time.
Wow.
Yep.
Brian, I won't ridicule you. I've never seen it either.
Okay. Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's funny you pick up on all these references that people make, and they're like, oh, that's what that's from. Oh, that's what that's from. Oh, that's what that's from.
Yeah, that whole scene in The Hangover, it's from Rain Man, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God.
Brian. What scene?
The scene where they go and he counts. Alan's counting cards, and yeah, they're like in matching suits. Him and Bradley Cooper, and they're going down the elevator or the escalator.
Oh, okay, okay.
And they like win the money. You know what I mean? And they get kicked out. Like.
Oh, cause all right, I got you.
Actually, son of a bitch, I don't even think I finished that. I think I got 20 minutes to go, and I think about it.
So I'm after watching the. Watching the intro to that movie, Brian, were you excited to go transform your Lambo brothers?
Oh, absolutely.
After the four Countaches.
It was nice seeing those. Yeah, man.
All in a row.
I'm going to have to finish that tonight. So, bitch. I have not finished it.
That's funny. That movie taught me about wholesaling cars, actually, now that I think about it. So maybe it says something.
Maybe it does. It says several
things. I also watched Kill the Irishman.
That's a good movie.
That was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. It was cool to see that it's based on a real story. And Gary, you know, with all this Hobbs and Shaw fucking hoopla, you know.
Hey, hang on. I'm gonna let you finish. I know what you're saying is important, but God damn it, Gary, I wish we lived closer together so me and you could go see this stupid fucking movie.
Dude, it's gonna be great. I know. I don't understand why everyone's so upset.
I'm probably gonna have to go by myself.
Yeah.
My wife was just like, "Do I have to go?" It's just dumb shit and stuff blowing up. You'll love it, and she will. So
it's gonna be very entertaining.
I can't wait to see some shenanigans.
Yeah. So I watched my first Jason Statham movie, The Killer Elite.
Wait, that was your first Jason Statham movie, and you picked that one?
Well, that was the one that was available for free to watch.
Yeah,
dude, I would have bought you The Transporter.
Exactly.
The Transporter is the best.
Oh, God, you're stressing me out.
The Transporter. Wait a minute. That was your first Jason Statham movie.
Jason Statham.
So, yeah, whatever the fuck his name is.
Say it again, JB.
Jason Statham. Nope.
Oh, man, the Transporter.
So wait, you've never seen Snatch?
Nope.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
That should have been your first Jason Statham movie.
Actually, if you, it depends on how much ridiculousness you like, but Crank is pretty fucking
Crank.
That was going to be my second choice.
Crank is, it's wild.
But if, oh my gosh. It's like.
So anyway, I watched that to see what this was all about, to see if it would get me hyped for this Hobbs and Shaw movie, which I'm still not sure if it does.
Listen, that would be like me sending you, I don't know, I can't think of a reference right now.
It would be like you buying a Cyberverse first figure like Brian bought in a moment of passion last week to talk him into buying a Masterpiece figure.
Yeah, it'd be like me sending you the Ace, you know, the Ace Tumbler Cliff Jumper and saying, hey, check out these, you know, G1 style robots. It's like, oh my gosh. The Transporter, it teaches you morals and respect at the same time. It teaches you structure and rules.
It teaches you about rules,
right? And having a protocol. And, God, Brian,
All right. If it's free streaming somewhere, someone please let me know.
So the transporter is you're the subject of the transporter, Gary? Like, that's what taught you how to live life?
No, what I'm saying is the transporter, he has a job. He takes it professionally. He has a series of rules that he follows, right? He abides by those rules.
He breaks every rule.
So he's Batman?
Everything falls apart. So that's the whole point, is you have structure. You follow the structure. It leads to success. Now, they made two sequels. In the second one, he teaches a little boy for the family he's protecting about rules. When you respect someone's car, you respect the man, right? So there's important rules there that it just I don't
stand the man. So anyway, I've got one for you. It is called The Bank Job.
Oh, that's a good one too.
That is a good one. He had a lot of good direct to video movies in a time where they were making a lot of those.
Yeah, you never saw The Italian Job either, Brian?
The Italian Job's
great. Yeah,
he was in Mark The Italian Wahlberg. Job?
Yeah, with the Mark Wahlberg. And Mark Wahlberg. I mean, Mark doesn't make a bad movie.
I think I did see that.
The Mechanic's another good one. I think there's some female nudity in that one, Brian.
The Mechanic, right. Yep.
Trying to win you over here. There's titties. You should watch it.
22 minutes in, Brian. 22 minutes in.
Sorry, guys.
I'll just type in Jason Statham to my streaming services and add a bunch of shit to my watch list. Someone hit me up on Messenger, so I remember to do that because I'll forget. And then Gary, thank you very much for bombarding our show chat with inspirational memes this weekend, because it did get me motivated to get some fucking shit done.
That's cool. I'm trying to be a little more positive. I got a little feedback last week and I had some one-on-one conversations, and I think some of my perspectives maybe came across as cranky and negative, and who needs that nonsense? So
yeah, we've got a Monday night show for that. We don't need that.
Oh shit. Yeah, so there's that. I'm trying to think if it's anything else. Just the countdown is on. It's two more weekends, I think, before NJCC. So
yeah, buddy.
It's time to dig deep and put something on this table. So I'm gonna dig deep down in the crawl space and watch my head while I do so. And
yeah, I was just gonna tell you, be careful. Yeah.
Hey, while you're down there, do you want to go ahead and get out the aluminum pole for Festivus?
Yeah.
You're about to turn the corner here, you know. I got some real problems with you.
I did find my old pool cue down there. So I used to be, you know, not quite a shark, but, you know, I was, you know, maybe like a killer whale. You know,
I could see you playing pool.
I haven't put it together to see if it's still straight, but I don't think it would have worked down there. The temperature is pretty...
leads a little bit to the right now these days, huh?
I get worried when Brian goes in there.
No, yeah, I like
hit your head last time.
I like what he finds. He finds like all these treasures, and he has like the original box and like the receipt and everything when he goes down there.
He's gonna come on next time. Hey, I found this G.I. Joe USS flag.
I never opened it.
But the box is stuck shut. I can't get it open.
I think that if we don't hear from Brian within like 8 hour period, we have to like drive down there. He's gonna be stuck.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna have to have a medic alert bracelet to wear when he goes in that hole.
It is kind of scary. You know, it's funny. It's funny that you say that, Dave. I mean, living alone, sometimes there's some hairy experiences. Like, you may slip in the shower. You may fall down the stairs. You may have the garage door come down on you or something. So, yeah.
God
you
know, knows what's like, growing in your refrigerator.
Dude, are you home drunk or are you 80 years old?
Yeah, it depends on how much I drink. Maybe I feel like I'm 80. But you know, sometimes it's like, you know how you feel weird if you don't have your phone with you? Like if you leave the house without it or whatever. Like sometimes, like in my home, it's like I feel like I need to have it on me at all times because something could happen here and no one would know. You know, kind of thing.
I think we know what to get you for your birthday.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
Oh, dude, mail order bride would work just fine.
Mail order bride with a life alert bracelet.
Either that, or we've got to have get him some security cameras so we can just check on him throughout the day.
You don't want to see all that, Gary. I'm probably
not have to wear pants all the time.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
All right. So, save the biggest meat bag for last. JD, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. It was all right.
Oh, good. That was something good.
Yeah. My buddy Dave gave me a call.
Aww.
Over the weekend.
But, yeah. It was a special weekend.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Interesting.
Well.
JD, did you do anything special for your birthday this weekend?
Oh, it was my birthday? No, I'm just kidding. yeah, we ran around. So I had 2 days last week. I couldn't get anybody booked, so I just took the days off.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, so we ran around on Wednesday and hit up a comic book store. It's kind of far from here. And they had some pretty awesome stuff we picked up. And then, Wednesday we kind of just hung around, and then we went, got some dinner, and then saw the Spider-Man movie. And then Friday and Saturday I worked. And Sunday my mom came over, and my brother and his family, and my friend Troy came over. And, it was easy going. But nothing too special.
Can I say something about Spider-Man, or is it too early or something?
Nah, no,
it
was awesome.
That shit's like been out forever. Yeah.
You didn't watch it yet? Well, I'm not going to spoil anything. I just feel like the romance was forced in that movie.
The bromance?
The romance and the bromance.
Yeah, kind of.
I didn't feel it. I didn't feel the connection.
Come on. All right. So let me ask you guys. Did you know how he had this plan, right? He wants to declare his love for MJ, right? And he's like, "Oh, I'm going to do it at this time and blah blah blah. And she's going to say this and I'm going to say this." Don't tell me that hasn't connected to you guys, because I know, like, in my coming of age years, dude, I was like, dude, I've been in that same spot. It never works out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
I had no problem with. It's just that, like, the end when they get together at the end, I feel like it's like cut scene, she runs out, and they're together. It's like kind of like weird, but I don't know. I felt it was forced.
My thing that kept going through my mind, based on some information that happens at the end, like, what if Happy had gotten with Aunt May from, like, one of the other Spider-Man movies? It would have been like, what do they call that, a May-December romance? A GILF situation? Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a little strange.
My mind is telling me no.
I'm not familiar with that term, Chris, and I've been afraid to Google it. I've seen it.
Oh, well, it's the normal term, but you just add a generation to it. I'll stay after class. I'll draw you a picture. my favorite teacher.
Oh, I see.
There you go.
Hey, listen, 15 plus 15 is only 30, buddy. Just keep that in mind.
That's pretty much it. JD, you done?
I mean, you know, we found some Marvel Legends and stuff like that. I got a whole lot of Hellboy books. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, buddy.
She spoiled the shit out of me. I got a blister.
Yeah, you posted that. That was gross.
Yep. I made that last night. That was it was a lot of work.
It's too much details.
Is that a hot? Is that a hot glue?
That is a hot glue situation. Yes.
Well, that's
where our title comes from.
The first thing you always have to remember is that hot glue's hot.
Yeah. Well, I had that in mind, and I must have squirted it a little too close to the edge. And when I pressed everything together, my finger was right on the edge.
Yeah. Is it sticky?
It's always
sticky. And if it's hot enough. When you last time I did it, I really screwed up. I had a piece, I went to glue it together, and something was just horribly off. So I just pulled them back apart and sat them down, and then immediately sat this end of my hand right in.
Oh, yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah, that sucked.
We also watched The Boys. If no one has,
I am
watched that yet.
So 25 minutes into the first episode, and it's something. There's some crazy shit.
It's fucking good.
What is that? That's on Netflix or something?
That's on Amazon Prime.
The Boys?
Yeah. It's based on a comic book.
Dynamite comic. Yeah.
Dynamite?
Garth Ennis stuff.
Nice. Man, fuck that comic book, bro.
Huh?
They put out that John Wick comic that's trash. I'm so mad about it.
Yeah, but
they do other good stuff though.
The premise is interesting. I can see it going in a couple different, you know.
Oh, you're not gonna.
But I'm kind of curious. Yeah, dude, it's. I'm not sure.
That's how the comic book is too. It's okay, like that. That opening scene is how the comic book opens.
All right. Well, then there was
his girlfriend and them.
Oh yeah, but then there was when the girl makes the team, and I was like, huh. And then I quickly stopped and I wanted to Google to see when the books were published because I was listening on a show that I usually comes out on Thursdays. I got early access to it.
Patreon. You're allowed to plug other shows on
that. And so, you know, they were talking about books and things like that. And so it came out in 2007. I was kind of trying to gauge the social barometer at that time, I guess. So it's because at first I was like, if this came out like 15 years ago, I was like, this is very progressive. Like, it's pretty accurate as to where things are going today. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. So
it's pretty graphic.
Oh, well. Cool.
Yeah.
So check it out, Dave, when you get a chance.
The Boys.
The Boys.
All right. And thanks for asking. I'll tell you guys about my weekend.
I was about to ask you.
So my weekend was eventful again. Had a bunch of birthday parties. I had my goddaughter's birthday party on Saturday. I had another birthday party for a one-year-old on Sunday, which was like a mini wedding. So, I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever, I know Dom has. You ever been to these parties where the mothers think that they're having like a second wedding? This kid's one. She ain't gonna remember half the shit you fucking did.
She's not gonna remember any of it.
Remember any of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, oh, you're gonna look what I did for you when we actually had money. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you're gonna show them. I mean, you know, it was a great time.
Minute on Kulkas and Blow.
they had this whole the donut wall. You the remember donut I've wall, seen yeah. that? Yeah, the whole yeah. fucking wall of donuts.
What?
It's like
a new thing. They have like a fucking donut wall. So there's like pegs sticking out of a board, and then you have all different donuts, like, you know,
fucking bedazzled donuts, like fucking. Yeah. 50 different colored donuts.
Man, y'all gonna give me a plus one on some of this shit.
Yeah, how many donuts did you have?
I didn't have any. So let me tell you.
Because people's grubby hands are all over them?
No, they had they had stuff for the kids. You know, they had like a bubble machine while they were doing glitter and balloons for the kids. They had
bubble maze.
a little like dance thing that went on during the fucking party. They had, you know, a lot of things for the kids, obviously, but then the food at this restaurant, which it turned out when I walked into the restaurant, I actually knew one of the owners because I grew up with them. So what happened was, you know, we sat down and it's one of, you know, when you sit down at like a wedding and they give you like bread and then you know, some like hot antipasta and stuff like that at the beginning. And then they continue to bring you food. Like, you know, they bring you. Basically, the last thing before your main course is a salad, then the main course, then dessert, then the coffee. Then it was one of those. Mm-hmm. So it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I already eaten four meals for the day, and I was like, I can't eat anymore. So now it's time for us to go up to like where the whole donut fucking bar is and all that other stuff. And I basically just filled up the bag for my daughter because, you know, it was so much stuff. They're like, here, take what you want. But, you know, she's little. She can only eat so much. And even though it looked good, like, I couldn't even take any of it because I was so full from the food. I just couldn't imagine. I can't imagine what they spent on the party.
That's let crazy. Alone
all the extras, all the, you know, with the performers. It's
fucking crazy. Performers? What, was Kenny G there or some shit?
A 1 year old.
They had, like, like two different sets of girls come in. One set.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, exactly. They did the glitter tattoos for the kids and all that, the balloons, and then the other ones are doing like a dance routine almost.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
It feels like somebody's fucked up. Like, I had the weirdest dream last night. I was at this party at a donut wall, and then these girls were dancing, and it turns out it's a birthday party for a 1-year-old.
Exactly.
So do you have to bring gifts for a party like that? What do you get a 1-year-old?
Dude, I was just going to get to that, right? So we missed the son. The son had a four-year-old birthday party maybe about two months back, and we missed that one. We couldn't make it.
What, did they have the whole Ringling Brothers Circus for that one?
No, it was just that, like, one of those bouncy places.
You know, it was pretty chill then. Okay.
The kids all fucking jump around for like 2 hours. And
the cardboard pizza.
House of Pain.
Right. So we didn't show up to that. But we had brought his gift for this party, and then we didn't know what to get her. So my wife said, you know, she's just gonna give money because she knew it was at a nice place. So she's like, "What do I give for this? It's not a fucking wedding." I said, "I know, you know." So I think she put, you know, like $125 in the card, right? Which to me is significant. If you were to buy a 1-year-old a present, it might cost you $50, not $125. But since they're feeding you and stuff, you. By the time we were done, I said, "Babe, did you seal that envelope?" And she's like, "Why you ask?" I said, "Because I think we need to put another 20 or two in there after all this fucking food." And she's like, "It's too late now." So we just dealt with it. But it was one of those, like, you know, eye popping, definitely, you know, something to talk about. But to me, a waste. Like, I'm glad I did what I did, a humble little party at the house for my 1-year-old. Even when she turned two, we did the same thing.
Just imagine what the Sweet 16 is going to look like.
Ugh, I'm not going.
Nah. Today's Puerto Rican, they do the quinceañera, right?
There you go.
That's true. That's true.
That's big business right there, the quinceañera business.
But I also, you know, on a nerd level, I emptied one of my billies, and I started putting these Mythic Legion figures in them, right? And though they're dope and they look good, the next day I came up to the room, they were all on the fucking floor.
Yeah, dude, I stand very often sometimes. They were
all on the fucking floor.
Stand for shit.
And I have a great vampire display on my floor.
Yep.
I fell off. I just pick it up about once a week.
And I'm kind of
they were ducking the sunlight.
Yeah. These things either need to be on pegs or some kind of stand, or
they do sell stands, but
or a creature.
I've got they'll actually work with. They're circles.
Yeah. Not. Yeah, they got holes on the bottom.
They fit in the pegs.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be, to me, it's the female buck that doesn't stand up.
Yeah, it's like these new
the dudes all have those big clunky boots.
How do you keep your mezcos from falling too? Because those fall over a lot on me also.
My mezco, you know, it's funny, man. People like, oh, you don't use stands on your hot toys? No, I don't. The only one that has a stand is this. It's an older plastic Iron Man, just because it's kind of an old plastic Iron Man. It doesn't stand. I don't have any problems with my mezcos. I don't have any of them on the stand, and I can't think of one falling over. Maybe you just need to learn how to pose.
Maybe you need to put them in more dynamic poses. How do you have?
Oh,
okay.
Dude, I'm Batman. Look at me. I got my guys on one leg. I got the Flash fucking actually doing a run. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
How am I supposed to keep them up?
Well, they do come with a stand.
I know, but those stands take up so much room.
Yeah, they do. Flight stand.
You know, Long Island's on a fault, you know?
right.
I'll give Dave credit for a couple months ago when I was at his house and we were unboxing a bunch of those mezcos. It was fascinating to watch him, like, pose these figures, you know?
No, I'm just fucking with him. I know
it is. No, but it was pretty cool to see.
There is a posted a photo in the Mythics Cabal group, and he basically has a shelf of Mythics like over his head on his bed, and you can see the swords sticking out. I'm like, yes. and the jokes are like, I mean,
death from above.
It's gonna get his eye poked out in the middle of the night, man.
The one saving grace I think for that line is that, you know, they're not cheaply made, so they fall, they don't break. You know what I mean? Like, you're not really worried. And if something does pop off, you can just pop it right back on.
You have to be careful of the weapons, though.
Yeah, the weapons.
Because I had a an axe or a hammer. I wanted the orcs, took a shelf dive. I mean, at the old house, and the hammer snapped in half because of the way it fell. So.
Yeah, I've broken a weapon or two. I find that though NECA stuff breaks mad really easy. Like I was playing with the Leonardo sword from the whatever 6-inch ones that came out, and I just moved it because it looked a little wonky, and it already, like, if I touch it one more time, it's gonna fucking break. Like, you know, and just from tapping it one time, it's already loose. So
I got a funny NECA story. I don't know if I've ever told before. So maybe two or three NJCCs ago, NECA was there, and they were, you know, set up in that room down the hall. And they came in like late on Sunday, and basically everything's $5 or something
$5, $10.
So I go in there and I buy all the Pacific Rim stuff.
Monsters. Yeah, the monsters.
And stuff. I bought those, and I bought the Jaegers too. Mm-hmm. And one day, one evening here, me and Mason were, you know, rearranging some stuff, and I said, "Hey, let's just open all the rest of these and put them up there with the ones from the sequel." And every single one of those, either the hip or the knee, destroyed itself. So we threw them all away.
No way.
It was four of them, and they all were broken. It's just like the plastic they used.
The Jaegers, those hips, like, are known to break. They're always breaking.
It was the worst. That was awful.
Shit. It was awful. Well, now that we mentioned Mythic Legions and NECA, I think that can lead us into our topic. Dom said he has a little topic for us. So,
yeah, it's like as I was watching SDCC and all the stuff that's been coming out lately, and then just the overwhelming abundance of just toys and collectibles that are coming out, and how companies are going multiple directions. Sometimes they're, you know, have three or four lines, like NECA with the turtles. They have like the movie figures, the cartoon figures, their fucking video game figures. And I just feel like as a collector, it's just it's coming to the point where, you know, there's going to be a breaking point, and where we have to make a hard choice on what we want to collect, because, you know, we're not all millionaires to the point where we're going to be able to have disposable incomes to spend all on this shit and buy everything that we possibly want. But it's just
big for yourself.
but it's like, it's just piling up and piling up. And I just feel like, you know, your collecting perspective needs to be more focused, I think, these days, because to me, it feels like I'm not going to have the capital or the cash flow to keep up with some of these things. So it's just my thoughts. And the one that did strike up, and then something that I got a little upset about, was the Masters of the Universe line. The Filmation is kind of dying off or being put on hold, and this new direction is being taken. And I just don't want to go into a new line of Masters of the Universe that's, you know, homaging the toys, and which I love the toys, but I was more into, you know, getting the more realistic cartoon figures from, you know, watching the cartoon and loving the cartoon and having figures that actually look like the cartoon. And now they're going back and homaging the toy, giving it a better articulation, and just, you know, it's a great line. Don't get me wrong. It looks great. But the thing is that do I have, you know, do I now spend the capital to buy and go into this new line and buy another He-Man and all the you know, the main characters again? Like, you know, it's just crazy. So I just wanted to know what your thoughts are and what you guys are doing and stuff like that.
Well, I'll say I'll be happy when the Masters of the Universe license isn't with Super 7.
Super 7.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It'll be nice to find stuff in stores too. Like,
granted,
that's why I'm excited about it. Like, and I'm excited about this.
And the funny thing is too, is like, I'm glad when you said that, JD. I was kind of glad, because, you know, then you can take advantage of like sales and clearance to pick up some of those toys, because you don't have to pay full retail for any of those. And, you know, that's a possibility
if where
they
you can save
some money if they stay on the shelves that long. But I'm sure they will. In some cases, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some shelf warmers like everything else. But
I'm always looking for that clearance.
Yeah.
Scalpers will get it for you.
Dom,
recycle them receipts.
Yep.
You struck a chord in the chat. Esteban, same thing. He said he was thinking that this morning, and then he's taking it. He said, he's like, is he just buying it just to buy it? And he's like, maybe I should just sell everything.
Yeah. It's like to me, I feel like, you know, I really admire a collector who's just focused on one line and that's what they're doing. And at my early stage of collecting, that's, I was like that, but then I started getting my hands into other things. And now since now I'm like into a lot of things and things are just keep coming out. And it's like, I can't, like, now I got to really kind of see what's important, what I want to really focus on. And some things might go. So,
like, on one end, you're like, it's a great time to be a collector because you have all these different options and all that stuff. But at the same time, it's like, I want all of this. Like,
yeah,
why do I gotta pick? Can I have it all? There's just too much. You know what I mean? There is way too much.
And it's from the elite to even, like, you know, Marvel Legends and the $20 figures, because Hot Toys is just pouring shit out and it's getting like really crazy. And it's not like, even like, you know, they're doing the games, like, you know, with the Mark 85 that's came out now, there's a clean version, and then they put out the version that everybody wants because it's the battle damage with the fucking arm with the snap. And it's like, oh fuck, do I get both of them now? And we're talking like $400 figures.
Well, so I'm going to be hypocritical, because I know earlier I was talking about Jason Statham and his rules, right? And having, but no, I think as collectors, sometimes we try and establish these fake rules that really have no bearing on anything.
Or,
you know, some type of direction. And I don't
like
know. I think
like an approach, right?
Yeah. And then what happens is you try to stick to it to either save money or stay focused. And I guess I just accept it's okay for your interest to change and not feel obligated. And I know I've been clear many times, like, I don't put teams together. I don't feel obligated to complete anything. I know that's not the case for everyone.
Gary doesn't feel obligated to keep any of it either.
No, I don't enjoy the experience. No, it's true though, but I really enjoy it. But if my interest has changed, like, I'm okay with recycling it for something else. And
the recycling is a great way to put it.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. It's like, and it's the experience of the hunt, because I admit I still like to hunt brick and mortar stuff, but there's not a lot out there, you know, that I get excited about finding. But I still like looking. I don't know what the hell I'm looking for sometimes. I just, you know.
You ever find yourself looking, just looking, and you know, you're not looking for anything in particular?
Absolutely. But
yeah, it's just part of you that you have to do it.
Yep. I do like finding if people are, you know, other people I know are looking for stuff too. You know, this isn't something I collect. I'll find it just for the fun. But it's, you know, I've accepted it's okay for interest to change. And look, sometimes a picture might make you feel one way, and then you see a different picture, or you see it in real life, and it can sway your opinion. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's interesting though, because there is so much stuff going on that it's easy to, you know, to just want a lot of stuff, or you know, I don't know, you have to be somewhat selective.
It's rough, man. Like, this Legends game, like, I've tried the Transformers Legends. Like, I've got a Prime, I got the B, right, just for fun. But I had this Iron Factory collection that I've kind of been getting on since the very beginning, and I sold off a bunch of stuff last NJCC. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get Autobot cars, because ultimately that's all I ever really wanted to collect in Masterpiece anyway. And, of course, that expanded into, like, Decepticons and whatnot. But it's like, you know what? You know, maybe I'll just do these Autobot cars. But the thing is, like, now I'm looking at the New Age stuff, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could just do a Diagon collection of New Age or something. And then, like, the Masters of the Universe, those Mega Constructs. I was like, sure, put out these little dudes. Like, put out, what, you know, 10 a year or something like that. I was like, I could do that. But now you have to go chase down exclusives to get missing. I'm just like, you know what? Why can't something just be easy? Why just show up on a peg and get it?
I think if it was easy, all that easy, you wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
Well, no. The challenge.
I love simplicity.
Like, I mean, this is so timely. You know what Esteban was saying. I was talking to a couple different people today. I said, I almost wish some days somebody would come in and is like, hey, I'll give you X amount of money for all this shit. I'm like, please take it. Because I love what I have, but at the same time, it's almost like, a chore to have it, you know. It's like, oh, do I want? I mean, I'm looking, like, I can think of three lines right now that I'm looking at that I could just, like, if they're gone overnight, I might not even notice. enough to care because I don't touch this shit.
Chris, can I ask you a question? I'm not trying to be funny about the, you know, where I'm from joke that's ongoing. No, but did you have a collection the same way that you do in your current house, that, you know, in your old house for yourself?
So yes, and I had Detolfs in our bedroom. I had Transformers in there. I had like a curio kind of cabinet at one point in time too. So I did have a collection. It was nowhere near, you know, displayed what I have now, because, you know, God, that's maddening to think about. 2 years. What have you people done to me? But I've always collected something, and whether it was sneakers or comic books or baseball cards or, you know, toys, I've always had something to do with toys, and I always had something on display. So I think this situation I'm in now, obviously with so much space, it's a lot different.
Yeah, no, I was just curious because I think to you know, Dom's perspective too, it's like not just the onslaught and the timing, like Brian was mentioning, for this time of year, particularly, yeah. Like there's so much stuff, but I think life changes, whether it's a new relationship or, you know, an old relationship that's evolving or changing or moving or starting a new job. Like when the real life stuff spills over, I was speaking for myself, like that's when I definitely don't want to hold on to a lot of the stuff. It's almost easier for me to simplify that part of life and then just start fresh, you know, and be excited, yeah, for what that's going to look like the next time around.
Right.
So I'm kind of on the verge of one of those changes again. And it's kind of just like how much, you know, you realize there's not a lot that I definitely really need to hold on to. But I'm excited to, like you said, to keep collecting. It's just, it's going to be different, you know, whatever the next setup looks like. So,
yeah, yeah, and it's the thrill of a hunt. I think a lot of it is, or even if it's the anticipation it gets. I mean, how many times have we been looking so forward to a figure and it comes in and you're like, I know I'm this way. I'm like, I don't. It's almost like I don't want to open it because I'm afraid I'll be disappointed. So it might sit there for a couple of days and I'll open it and, you know, have an opinion one way or the other. But I don't know. It's like I have an app Brian showed me on my phone. I put all my tracking numbers in there. So. It's also a good way to keep up with what you bought.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm like, oh man, because I'm like, you know, as boring as it is. Oh, check the tracking. Well, that came from Taiwan, and they fucked and never even pinged the tracking number. So, you know, just maybe I just like getting packages.
Yeah, I just right now I feel, you know, and typically, I mean, fortunately, I have the means to kind of collect what I want, and you know, it's like, okay, I'm just rolling with the punches as stuff comes, but. I think we had a lull there for a while, and I think some collectors, you know, when you get into a lull, say, oh, let me try something new, you know, kind of thing. But the thing is, like, this SDCC, like, we didn't know what was coming. So all of a sudden the show happens. Hey, everybody, here's what's coming. Oh, guess what? It comes in 2 days. Everything's out already, like, especially Marvel Legends collectors. So I was like, holy crap. They just show it, and now it's already out for purchase.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm just saying.
That's kind of hurting. I mean, we just had a Mythics in stock sale. We got a Mythics pre-order. I got Dire Ruggers coming. I got a fucking Unicron like just dropped in my lap. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, and then the problem is, it's like, it's not like they're getting shittier. They're getting better.
Yeah.
And it's like hard to make that decision because it's like Marvel Legends. I would love to get out and just, you know, but if they were getting shittier, easy decision, just get the fuck out of it. And then, but it's not, it's getting so much better. And it's like, and in these last 2 years with it, they've been pouring and pouring with fucking shit. Yeah. It's like six waves in a year. Like, it's crazy.
So let me ask you something, Dom, right? So you're saying Marvel Legends getting better, right? Mm-hmm. So now you got fucking, let's say a Tony Stark that actually looks like fucking Tony Stark, right? Don't you have 20 of them already with your Hot Toys in there?
And we had this discussion, Dave. Granted, but like this now goes. This goes into
with us, right? Is I think that we need to start segregating
our lines. Oh,
all right. Like, all right. So, for example, right? JD loves his 112 Star Wars stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Me and him had a discussion about a month or two back, and I told him, "Hey, I'm thinking about getting out." And he's like, "No, no way," you know. But I have the 1/6 stuff, which he has no interest in, right? And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, well, this kind of gives me more the satisfaction I want out of that specific fiction. Mm-hmm. So do I really need the smaller ones? But they don't do the same thing. So he brought up a good point. Well, you're not going to be able to do what you can with the little ones that you are with the little ones.
Like, that's why I'm so hesitant in getting rid of the 6-inch, because they're playable. They're the playable figures right, that you can get your hands on. I'm not going to go take out my hot toy and just fucking
stick them in the fucking dirt and take pictures of them.
Right, exactly. It's there for the museum to look at it and just get that nostalgia to look at something that looks real lifelike to the point where right. you enjoy it from a distance.
Right, but my point is, right, so we're buying hot toys, we're buying SH Figuarts, we're buying Black Series, right? We're talking, let's just say Star Wars.
For let's just say Star Wars.
So Star Wars. But we're, like you and me both, we don't have the capacity at the moment to display it all at
the same time,
right? So you might open a few of the 6-inch figures, play with them from here to there. You open your hot toys, you put it out for a little while. You know, me, I put it out now, for, you know, because I have it up. But the little ones I'm not really playing with every day, right? Now, the little ones are getting better, right? So now the ones that I have already are kind of obsolete because the better ones are out and the ones I have, the older ones are like, eh, they're not really as articulated. The sculpt's not as good. The paint's not as good. So I want the new one now. Why do I need the new one if I already have the big one? So what I'm saying is, unless you're focused on a specific line, and we're not, most of us aren't, we're just jumping all over the fucking place, right? Unless you're ready to go all in on a line, like for example, Chris with Mezco, he loves his Mezco. He knows he's not going nowhere with that, right?
I've got a Mezco in my hand right now. Right.
Then why do we keep going into the other stuff, the stuff that we know or have second thoughts about? And I think it's just habit. It's habit forming. You know, we're so used to just buying everything that comes out.
It's habit and it's fear. I think Brian said this many times. I think that the fear of missing out is a real thing, you know. Yeah. And now we joke, right? What's the newest phrase that people talk about? Paying the late tax, right? Or paying mm-hmm. the late to the game entry.
Late tax.
Yeah, all those other things, right? Or you're gonna, you know, you either pay the late tax or you pay the scalper price, right? You know, and I think we're always, it's like we're always afraid. Because you're going to hear something that this is a collector changing character. So, you know, this changes everything in the game, you know, for this recent thing.
And yeah.
I think you're right. I think you're afraid you're going to miss out sometime.
And I have an example of it, right? Me and Dom went 8 months ago. We were going crazy looking for Bespin Luke, right? Hot toys, Bespin Luke, going for $600, right? Mm-hmm. What did we both do? We both bought it, right?
I did.
And what, they're coming back out with a new one for a quarter of the price. And we didn't wait because, again, what Gary just said, because fear of missing out, we needed to have it, you know?
We paid the late tax.
Yeah. Well,
and Dave, you bring up, I was just about to say that. I was like, I think we can start relaxing on that fear.
Yeah.
It's now, everything's coming out again. And so if it's new. You know?
I'll give you an example I'm going through mentally right now. So Mezco, their distributor in Hong Kong, this past weekend at some Hong Kong Comic Con, essentially had an exclusive
Gomez.
It was the Silent Assassin Gomez. It was the black suit, and it was 50 pieces per day. So in theory, there's 100 of these in the world right now. I mean, I can buy one right now. Retail on it is basically 100, but it's triple retail to get it and get it here. And then on top of that, that store. There's actually opening a brick and mortar in that white. There's a white, all white version that's going to be their store exclusive. Now, the dummy in me wants to say, buy "Here's it. Your $300." But the smart guy that knows how the economy works in me says they're going to release something really close, if not the exact same thing here in the States. And if they don't, then you'll pay the. It's not even late tax. It's a service fee to get it. At that point, when something's that limited, so you know. And look, but there's, you know, yeah, you're right. Mezco is like the super focused thing I'm on right now, and I'm about to pay a super late tax on a couple pieces. I think. I think I've just decided I'm going to do that, and I'm going to sell some of my other collection here. You know, the girl that brought me to the dance. I think the Transformers may be completely gone by the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you recycle it back to something else that interests you, but I think we've seen, you know, Brian, you're right. It's well, let's think of some of the biggest ticket items in the last 18 months, right?
That Lion hot Voltron.
Lion Voltron, right? Spider-Man. Never coming back. Bandai, no license, done. Right. Da, da, da. One jumped on the whatchamacallit, right? The one in the stores last year. It was fun, and you get them the whole thing for $100, and it was durable. nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong at all. But, you know, now the Lion One comes back around again. Hot Toys, Hulkbuster, right? That was ridiculous. That's why.
Oh, man, I almost bit that bullet, but I never did.
On purpose, because I had it for a while. I enjoyed it. I sold it before the. I got lucky on that one because I sold it probably about a month before they talked about the reissue. But, you know, that was another one. Oh, we'll never see that again. It's never going to come back out like that. Sure enough, here it is with the optional accessory, you know, that you can add to it. So, I mean, I feel like almost everything it does sooner or later comes back, or there's a new version, the Hot Toys Joker, right? Dark Knight. That's pretty pricey.
Yes. And
is that coming back out again, or an updated version of that?
So Sideshow's putting it, it's a 1/6, I think they call it a maquette because it's a statue that's got some changeable parts. Thanks, Tyler, for teaching me that. Monday nights on the Enter the Realm, but it's $650. So you're basically paying what you pay to get the actual, you know, posable Hot Toys figure with all the accessories. But it is another option.
Yeah,
you know, you're not gonna have to trust somebody to sell you a 5-6-year-old figure. I'm hoping they redo that entire Nolan line since they did the new Two-Face.
The Two-Face, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just feel like collecting is becoming like we're all the 80s kids are growing up and we're getting, you know, we're coming to the age to the point where, you know, we got plenty of money or to basically collect.
I mean,
companies, but yeah, it's not limitless, but we're like the market for collecting has grown substantially in the last 5 years, and I think companies are catching, you know, obviously catching on, and I'm just thinking, are they looking to see where the fucking ceiling is? Are they pounding us to say where is this cap? Because it hasn't overflowed yet, and they're pounding us, and at the end of the day, it's like, I feel like, you know,
I'm scared of that toy recession, Dom.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen at this speed that we're going at. It's gonna overflow to the point where we're gonna be like, we can't do it all anymore.
So wait, hold on. The overflow you're talking of is the overflow of we can't keep up with them, or they can't keep up with us.
We can't keep up with them, so they cut back and they say, no more. Obviously they're not cutting back now.
But I think if you get to a point, say like, yeah, Marvel Legends is putting out 2 or 3 waves plus exclusives. What are they? Let's just say they're putting out 20 figures a month, easy, right?
Pretty much.
You know, when it gets to the point where, you know, Target goes to stock the next month, and like, oh, these are, you know, 90% of these are still here.
Which we're seeing right now. Total lines are being skipped at brick and mortars because the fact that old lines are still on the shelves and they're not getting rid of them.
I can agree with you there, Dom. But like here in our area, the stuff that's getting skipped over, like Marvel Legends, for example, it's all Captain Marvel stuff. And it's all Spider-Man stuff from like 2005.
Same here, man. Same here, JD.
But any of the newer stuff. So like you're talking about this overflow. I don't feel there is much of an overflow. Even like anything that Hasbro's been putting out in the last few years anyway, Transformer wise, there's none of that stuff on the shelf. It's never on clearance. Like it's gone as soon as it's there. And that goes for a lot of the other lines across, you know, Storm Collectibles. You missed out on them early ninjas. Yeah, good luck. You know what I mean? It's like that sort of thing. I don't think there's an overflow.
Well, you know, JD, though, there's the opposite side of that, and using Storm as an example. So, oh, shit, they're making Street Fighter figures. So I ran out and bought, you know, everything pretty much that they put out. What's for Street Fighter V, a game that I've never even fucking played, but they look like the Street Fighter II characters, so that's close enough. Oh, guess what? We got the Street Fighter II license, so we need you to buy another Ryu and another Ken, and oh, here's the rest of the fucking ones you probably actually wanted from the beginning. So I'm guess what? Yeah. Fuck you, Storm. I'm not buying any more fucking figures because I think you did me dirty.
I mean, yeah, I can totally understand that. The Hot Toys has that same thing, you know? Like,
sure.
Which fucking Iron Man am I buying? Do I want this the clean one, or do I want the fucking battle damage one?
Right.
But I think that comes back to being happy with whatever you're buying right now and enjoying it for right now, right? And I know, look, I'm in a certain business. We share that. Like, cars change every year. They get better and better and better. And, you know, it's 2019. I can get, like, into a 2016 model for me, and it feels like an old car already. You know, and my Jeep is a 13. I get in that thing, it's starting to feel ancient to me on the inside, which, you know, it's a Jeep, so it's okay. My point is, you know, it's going to be better, and the next year's model is going to change and have more features, and then one after that is going to continue to evolve. And you can't get upset that, you know, you bought one now, because that's what's there now.
That was kind of my point. It was like, somebody's going to be there to buy it.
Yes, he's got it. Yep.
So there's not much of an overflow, if any.
But what I got from that is, don't pull up to pick Gary up at the airport in some bullshit. you better go rent that 2021 Chevy Cobalt.
But DD, what I'm trying to say is that, like, you know, the overflow is not because the fact that you're not seeing it at stores, because for example, back in the day, old days, the pace was so much slower. The faucet was not being turned all the way up, and you were able to see that particular line a little longer on shelves because the fact that there was not another line coming behind it.
You were basically getting a wave a month of Marvel Legends. You basically $150 a month budget to buy all the Marvel Legends.
Yeah, so now
it tripled.
But yeah, exactly. But like, what you're seeing now in retail is that the faucet is turned up all the way. And once it hits, like, when they're not buying 5, 6, 7 cases like they would in one particular line when the faucet was going was a lot lower or slower. They're buying only 1 or 2 cases. It hits the fucking shelf, it's gone, because they're not going to buy any more cases because the next wave is coming. The next product is coming through,
And they're not giving you more than 4 pegs for it.
Exactly. So it is, to my perspective, it is an overflow because the faucet is just turned way up high, and you're not seeing it on shelves because in the past they will buy a wave would stay on shelves longer because they've been buying the 6th to 7th case because they're putting it on shelves. It's there for a longer time. They need product on the shelf, but now it's not that way because the Caliban wave, 2 cases, that's it. It's gone. Move to the next wave. Yeah. And sometimes it's like, you won't even see the next wave because they're like, I'm not buying. The retailer is not buying the next case because they're doing a reset in August. And at the end of the day, I had too much shit already filled up on the shelves. I didn't have to buy that wave. I'm going to go right to the next wave that's going to be next. And it's the fucking, you know, Wendigo wave.
Well, what happens, another thing that happens, and I'll give you this, you know, you guys have all been in this little town I live in, the Walmart here. When we were in there this week, I believe 6 different waves on the pegs right now, and it's nothing anybody wants. Because, there's 1 or 2 figures in every wave that nobody gives a shit about. How many, I mean, you know, double pack of 6-arm Spider-Man and see what happens. They're going to fill up the shelves. So then you have all that filler, and a lot of these programs are on min-max, meaning they need to dip below a certain volume on the shelf before it triggers an order. So what you need to do, Dom, is go in the store and buy all those crap figures nobody wants.
Yep.
Wait a week, go buy the ones you want, and then return the bad ones once they're in stock.
Because exactly,
that's what happens.
Yeah, and I believe me, I've known people who I talk locally to that do that exactly.
Yeah.
That go to their lock, because I'm not going to drive a half an hour to go to another Target. I'm going to buy the shit figures, hold them for like 60 days, and then, you know, wait for them to bring new figures, and then at the end of the day, throw them back out when the new figures came back and return the old ones that I don't want.
Is that why my Target is full of songbirds and that green fly chick or whatever?
No, because there's other things that people are doing, and it's believe me, it sucks. But that it's just become a dog eat dog world when regarding to trying to get the lowest price for these collectibles, because nobody's gonna, like, when you talk about a wave, it's 6 figures. And $20 a figure, it's gonna, and you know, like what you said, like 20 figures coming out, like, you know, 20 to 30 figures coming out a month.
So yep. It's,
like, yep. People are trying to find ways to you know, to not spend retail on some of this stuff, and the market is going to get to the point where retailers are not going to put up with it anymore, and they're not, their spaces are going to get so, like, dude, these resets, Transformers got like fucking 2 rows of pegs that like if you noticed it, Walmart's and Targets now.
Same with Star Wars.
Yeah, same with Star Wars, dude.
Yeah, but we know Star Wars. Star Wars will have an aisle by the end.
Exactly. And probably two end caps and
A waving sign of
I don't think the brick and mortar places really care.
They don't.
No, they really don't.
Because I mean, they don't really give a shit as to what's on the shelves.
Okay,
as long as something is occupying it.
So let's go to the future and put it in this particular. Now online sales are only going to be the way you're going to buy toys, and there's no clearance. There's no way of saving because you got to pay retail right up front.
This is how you save in that situation. You wait 2 weeks for somebody to lay their piss stained mattress on the floor, and you know they just bought all these Marvel Legends, and now they need to pay the light bill.
Yep.
You know, Chris, it's funny that you bring that up because. With all of these remakes of these characters and the 6-inch line getting better, as Dom mentioned, how soon is it? You know how we have bins of Power of the Force figures under tables? And how much sooner is it till we have bins of Black Series? Maybe in the future.
Let's be honest. I think everybody overordered on the Solo wave. I picked up an extra... Lando the other day for $10 on clearance because I wanted the head sculpts for something else. So, yeah, I don't know, man.
I would already say there is.
The first
NJCC I've been to, like there was at least three guys there that had bins full of Marvel Legends, and they were $10 a piece, sealed in the box, $10 a piece.
I mean, I've sold when I was trying to wholesale Marvel Legends. I was selling the oddball last one just for $10, just to get rid of it.
You see that with BBTS now these days. They'll take the popular factors, mark them up $25, and then keep the lower ones at like 18.
Yeah, and of course that ends up after everybody sells them for $10. That's the one with the Build-A-Figure piece everybody can't find. ends up making it worth like $50 or something stupid like that.
That Mantis arm. Who had the Mantis arm in that galaxy?
That case was a mess. Yeah. That was a mess.
Adam Warlock.
And there was that gold dude, that big gold dude with the one big horn and one little horn.
Yeah.
No one wants that fucking thing, but you needed that Mantis arm.
Yep. Probably a lot of those got tossed.
And that's the thing with Marvel Legends and Black Series, how great the sculpts are. And I'm not going to argue the articulation with the regards to SH Figure Arts and even where Mayfix is going, because I think Mayfix is the new stuff that they're coming out. It's kicking ass.
Yeah, I'm watching them pretty good.
The only things I have pre-ordered right now is Mayfix, Mezco, and Hot Toys.
Yep.
But you know, for 6-inch stuff, because they're blowing them out of the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I think like where Mayfix and Hasbro are just making. Like they're just improving, and I think SH Figure Arts has just been leaning on what they've done in the past, and just they haven't made improvements to where these other companies are competing and they're challenging themselves and making a better product and making it and for Hasbro keeping it cheap. It's like, you know, they're still doing those sculpts and getting those head sculpts. Dude, some of those fucking movie sculpts that I'm seeing that are coming out in these double packs are amazing.
Yes, they're
fucking crazy. Good, and it's like, granted, it's the articulation might not be there with regards to SH Figure Arts, but sometimes you know when you have them up on the shelf and you're taking a picture and you're trying to get the look to make sure, you know, to make it look exactly what it is on the screen, they're hitting it out of the ballpark in some of those head sculpts.
And you know what else they've done with the head sculpts, and I'll reference Black Series for example. You got some killer head sculpts that came out. You know, what did that start like 2 years ago when they started the scans for the Black Series?
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately,
maybe a year ago they started with Star Wars.
You got some real turds in the pool here because, like, if you have episode 5 Lando next to anything else, he looks like a freaking cartoon. He looks like he's from Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
The sculpt's there, it's just the paint
technology. Right, but so guess what happens now? Everybody's going to replace it when they drop a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the circle of life.
It is. And it's just that I feel that the pain is going to I'm going to feel some pain in this last quarter because of the decisions I have to make in regards to what's coming out.
All right, because
of everything that's going on.
Let me pose a question to the panel and maybe, you know, people in the group chat. If we just went down the line, like if you had to give up one line, just like right now, just that, hey, you just, you had to, couldn't do anymore. What would you pick?
Transformers.
No, that's quick. That's good.
I said Star Wars Black Series.
Yeah, I'm going to second that. Star Wars Black Series.
So does that, would you both stay with figure arts stuff?
No.
For Star Wars?
No. I'd give that up too.
With the Hot Toys.
Okay.
Stay with Hot Toys.
I mean, okay, so like if that means not buying from this point on.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I would pick Black Series for sure. Just 6-inch Star Wars because I'm you know, the stuff I'm interested in is really the prequel stuff, and it's so strange. A lot of what I have is like I either ended up with it in a trade or somebody's like, hey, you want to get this? And I'm like, okay. Like I have all the Bounty Hunters, and I don't even know why I have them. It's just like, you know, like the one from Canada. Somebody hit me up, and I was like, yeah, well, sure, I'll get one. That and Transformers is right there too. I mean, I'm basically done with Transformers, but even the Legends stuff, I'm pretty much over that. That'll be on the table at NJCC.
That whole Legends Plus thing lasted about a month for you, huh?
Well, listen, I never had any of that knockoff bullshit. Let's call a spade here.
Yeah, it would be hard for me on the Transformers. I would definitely have to give up something.
That's the girl that brought me to the dance, so I kind of feel obligated to keep something, but I just don't have the passion for it.
Yeah, Gary, if same thing, I think 6-inch Star Wars would go, and I wouldn't upgrade
something else. God, you guys are killing me.
But
yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
I have,
and it's Star Wars has world. Story.
My
Transformers hasn't got shit anymore.
But JD, like my, I got my New Hope crew, and that's like the best shelf I have. It's great, and I don't think.
So I'll just pose this observation: is everyone was pretty quick to have something. Like no one really hesitated to think about like what to deliberate over for that. I'm just saying, it's just an interesting observation.
Well JD didn't go.
No, JD went fat. He went right away.
Yeah, I was like.
What are you,
Transformers?
Yeah, he said Transformers.
All of it?
Like that's why I asked. Like, it, from this day forward, I would buy no more Transformers.
Right.
Ooh. I can live with that.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. What's the question, Gary? Like we pack it up and ship it out?
Or? No, I just said I didn't say that. Or I just said if there was one line you would stop purchasing going forward.
And
you
I was saying get rid of what I got and never buy it again.
Yeah, never buy it
again. And, man, Transformers is – can I just get my Trailbreaker and then I'll stop?
Because I have that mentality. If I stopped buying something, I probably could get rid of it because I just don't, you know, if I'm not going to continue with it, I'm just
yeah, you feel incomplete. Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
What's the purpose of keeping it when I'm not going to collect anymore?
But Dom, you definitely are the opposite of me, right? You complete and you like to complete the lines of everything that you're interested in where, you know, I think to JD, you can just enjoy what you still have, you know,
Dom completes me.
If you enjoy it, you know?
So like, but Dom, like, let me ask. So like, the Rebel, right? I asked you the Rebel Squad, right? Basically, I asked you to pick up Chopper for me if you found one.
And Ezra, yeah.
Right. So, because I want to complete the team, right? So, once I have the team, I could essentially just stop right there, right?
Did you find them?
Yes, I did find them.
Okay.
I could just... Oh, JD's like, oh, shit, you found it.
Brian found him. Brian found him from JD.
So, yeah, I think I've got one coming, too.
So like... For me, to show that much, I feel the need that I need to display the squad the way they are in the show, right? But who's to say that, let's say, Mafex or somebody else in a year decides to do them?
And what if the whole team is more animated?
But the whole team, but the whole team doesn't even exist yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, right? That's the risk there.
You're missing one key individual.
Yes,
they haven't. But
I think we're missing a few.
Yeah.
You're missing
a handful of characters.
The crew of the Ghost. Yeah, I'm saying, but so that I don't know. That's always the risk of the you know.
Well, it's like, you know, where the hell's Bodhi?
Bodhi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I would love Bodhi.
Yeah, he didn't come back after surfing that high thing back down in Australia. Remember that?
But how important is Bodhi?
I mean, he was part of the. He was the secret agent.
Wasn't he?
Where's Ghost Dog? Why hasn't Ghost Dog got a figure yet?
Dude, can we make a Patrick Swayze character from Roadhouse? Let's do that. Storm Collectibles.
Dude, I just watched Roadhouse for the first time in 15 years.
That movie is so horrible.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's so another
as
life.
As long as he comes with the stripper girl, I guess.
You guys are smoking crack. No,
wait. Let's just, Brian, see, another movie that teaches you a lesson, right?
Oh, geez.
Oh, my God, dude.
Listen, if you can't find like life analogies, right, in fiction, then really what's the point of watching?
What's the lesson of that movie, nice, trying to find ways to keep their shirt off?
No, it's be nice.
Be nice.
What if someone calls your mom a cocksucker? You be nice.
How will we know when I tell you not to? But I don't know. He teaches teamwork, right? He's like,
if dude, didn't all his friends die in that fucking movie?
Walk them together.
Yeah. I don't want to be friends with a guy being nice.
Gary shows Roadhouse as a training exercise.
Dude, oh my God, Chris! I had to be very strategic. No. Listen. I don't want to make this like work related, but when you manage people and you have a team of managers, you're developing, you have to make sure they understand it's not personal, right?
Right.
So in a very Michael Scott like endeavor, I was very strategic, and I isolated his be nice speech in the bar, and you know, made sure I cut it right before, you know, the cocksucker line and the cursing and stuff. But the team got it, and one of my hourly associates who's in development was like, it was the best thing, because she's like, oh, that's what you did. You're the cooler. She's like, you came to our new store and you just watched us and we were a mess. And then you know, so she got it. So I did actually try to utilize that for a bit of
nice.
Hey, don't take it personal. It's just business. And don't let the other people here push your buttons that way. Right.
Be nice and keep a bunch of spare tires in your trunk.
Exactly.
Universal fit.
It's going to be interesting these next few years and seeing, like, you know, where I'm gonna downsize my collection, because it's gonna happen, and I just don't know where it's gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
So
what the hell am I gonna sell in 2 weeks? I have no,
because I like, the thing is, it's like, there's like the mythic line, the mythic legions. I love that line. I'm all in it, and it's just like, you know, if I didn't even see it, I'd probably be saving a lot of fucking money.
You'd be in good shape for everything that's coming out.
Listen, Dom, you'd have that money spent on something else. You guys
probably.
You guys would have found. You sons of bitches would have started talking about garden gnomes, and I'd have been fucking buying garden gnomes.
Are they mythic?
Mythic garden gnomes with fucking spikes and action and shit.
I've never been so captivated by a line that I have no. They're nobodies, but I can't stop looking at them. I'm looking at them like I looked at my masterpiece. You know, like I did masterpiece 5 years ago. You know,
and it's the funny thing is like, I was talking with what was it with you, Dave? It was like, this line really looks, this new line that they just presented with. It looks really fucking good. It's like, yeah, shit.
We're getting new chests and heads, and
yeah, they made some armor. Cool changes. They did.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed they did some changes based on what some of the fans were doing on their own. You know what I mean? With the hands and the feet and all that.
Yep.
Well, that's what happens in real life stuff, right? When, you know, the public wants something and they make it popular, then the manufacturers follow suit.
I mean, they hinted to it a while back, but yeah, it's nice to see it.
So actually, I'm reminded of the JD, one of your favorite movies, which I think would be the second Fast and Furious movie that took place.
I watch that every day.
I know all the cars in that movie have neon underneath them back in 2003.
Yes,
because that's what people were actually doing, whether they admitted it or not.
That was the big thing.
So the movie. Why are you laughing, Dom? I'm just saying.
What year did that movie come out?
Came out in 2003.
Damn.
When I pull up on the Louis truck on 26s, people dumb out.
So remember 03? Flip phones are fucking awesome.
I'm pretty sure I was driving an 88 sedan Fox. And I totally had neons underneath it. Fuck that shit.
That life.
I was totally not a fucking tuner kid.
But I'm just happy that Mattel is making shit DC figures, because God fuck if they were making some good fucking figures.
You'd be shit out of luck.
I'm like, fuck.
So, how much do you collect, dude?
I collect a lot, dude.
Shit. A lot deeper than Mythics and Hot Toys.
Yeah, man.
I'm just interested to see what Brian has on his table at NJCC, because he always finds...
He's digging.
items that either were gifted to him, have absolutely nothing to do... What'd you sell? You sell those pizza plates with, like, turtles, right? You put together this, like, display.
My vintage turtles.
It's like... So how many yards back is this crawl space, Brian? And how many yards have you gotten into it? Because I want to know whether you reached the back yet.
I've gotten back there. I've got four tires from my old Nissan Pathfinder hiding back there. You think I could sell them?
Probably. Oh my God.
Brian.
And if it comes to the point where people are selling auto parts, I'm not going to. Listen, there's a show that I've been to. I think Brian and JD and Chan came to that. Where was that show?
York.
It's honestly, I was waiting to go through the next room and there'd be like just a floor full of tractor parts. Mm-hmm. It was as country as the day is long.
Yep. No, but that one whole side was just diecast cars and shit.
Yeah,
and model trains and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Onto that.
So close enough.
Cool. So I guess that topic's a wrap. I want to ask you guys one quick question though. Out of all the lines we spoke about, which one do you think is on their way out? A year from now, who are we not going to be talking about anymore?
Ooh, that's hard.
I think Star Wars is going to be interesting over the next 12 months, because there's not a movie for like, what, 3 years? And the TV stuff's going to be there, but you know, if people aren't paying for that service and don't, I mean, I guarantee you we'll have a Mandalorian wave, and it's enough.
I hope so.
Right?
How long did you ask
later this year?
I don't know, a year, 2 years from now.
Yeah, I think in 2 years there'll be almost no discussion around Transformers or third-party robots.
Third-party, you
almost
mean,
agree with you.
Yeah, I think Star Wars, you know, like, JD, we always argue, you complain about this, you and I think that, like Black Series, if they just started making the aliens and other robots and droids that were different from the original trilogy, and then you know, layer in the other movies, they could go for 2 years on waves of all that stuff and flush out the characters in that scale. But
I'm sorry, Gary. That's part of what I was getting around to with that is, it's going to give them time. They're not having to develop movie characters. You might get some of those cantina background characters, or you know. Lobot, or you know, just some random ass shit that people want to fill up their shelves with,
or re-releases of those things that are hard to find.
So they're doing that with the vintage line. I have a feeling they'll continue to do that.
What about Hot Toys though? Are there any Hot Toys that are impossible to find?
You know, my favorite part of this is that Brian's asking questions about Hot Toys. There's a smile on my face.
You know, it's funny though, Brian. It's not like that anymore. I mean, with some of the Iron Man figures, they're hard to get, you know, but I think it's just because it's a hot topic at the moment.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Iron Man's hot.
But, you know, again, you know, another 2 years from now, those ones that are selling for $600-$700, I could see them going for half that amount less in a few years, just because it's not going to be on the tip of everybody's tongue anymore. You know, everybody wants it now, but it may not last. And I see that even with like some of the Star Wars stuff. Like when I first got into it, you know, trying to find a Han and a Chewie was kind of tough. You know, if you didn't get the 2-pack, which I had at one point and actually sold my first Hot Toys ever fucking 3 years back, you were paying $400, $500 for it. But now you can find it. Well, you can find it everywhere. It's not, you know, a hot commodity as it used to be.
Mm. But I think with Hot Toys, with Star Wars, I think they were on a slow pace in regards to what they were putting out. So they still have, like Chris said, they in this slow period between this next movie and whatever they're going to be doing next, they can spit out some of those older characters, prequel stuff. They could just do all the clones.
Yeah.
You know, they could do all, like, it's just crazy what they can
all it takes is a quality movie to spark interest. Who would have thought in 2013, when everyone on this panel was starting to dabble, maybe to some degree, right, in third-party robots, that a year later there'd be a movie starring Keanu Reeves that would get so many people excited and have Keanu Reeves action figures in 6-inch scale, 1/6 scale, right? I mean, who would have ever
thought, even right? 18th scale.
Right, mm-hmm. And multiple movies now. So, I mean, that's all it takes is just another, you know, TV show or, you know, comic book or, you know, some other fiction, I think, and it can just spark a whole new line. And then your interest in your stuff could certainly fade even further, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I'm not going against what you said. Like, let's make an example of like John Wick. I know like Chris is like heavy into it. He loves it. You know, I think it's dope too.
But I did not even really know what John Wick was till probably 6 months after the second movie was out. It was out on video.
That's what I was going to get to. It's like, you know, there's certain things that stand the test of time, and there's certain things that are just phases and fads. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I feel like, you know, like with Star Wars stuff, for example, like there's always going to be a market for it. I mean, 20 years from now, there's going to be a market for it, you know, and I don't see that with some of the stuff that we're kind of into right now.
Well, you bring up a good point on that, Dave, and something about Marvel Legends that I wanted to mention. They've done a great job. Obviously, they appealed first, you know, to us that grew up, say, with the comics and whatnot.
Comics, yeah.
And now, like, they're doing these super awesome, you know, animated series almost figures with, like, the Jean Grey and all that stuff that's coming out and the actual, like, uniform kind of stuff. And even, you know, getting into, say, they're doing more like the Jim Lee style stuff instead of the older. It's getting it's like they're keeping up with the generations of people that are collecting.
Yeah, like they're keeping both, like, you know, perspectives of, like, you know, the comic lovers and even now the movieverse lovers. So, like, giving a whole spectrum of figures and splitting these lines and giving love to across the board. And I think they're being successful with it, but and they're just getting better and better, and it's just ridiculous.
I feel kind of grateful that you know, I'm not a big Marvel comic guy, and I never played the fighting games, video games, because dude, I wouldn't be able to put gas in my car.
But and the funny thing is, the only reason I'm liking Marvel Legends is because you can get those Jim Lee figures, you can get those figures that Hot Toys are not necessarily doing. The Hot Toys just do the movieverse stuff. But just imagine if they do a fucking Jim Lee Cyclops, a Jim Lee Wolverine, and, like, you know, and just make it like a cartoon, not as cartoon or, like, you know, in between line where more cartoon or realistic kind of flavor.
Well, is it Mafex doing that?
Mafex is. It's just that, like, just imagine if they did that and go get into that arena and I'm sure they'll sell that shit, dude.
You're talking about Hot Toys again.
Yeah.
You mean? I know we have different feelings on statues, and I'm not into that quarter scale statue life. I'm not getting swayed by any other shows, I promise. But I did go to Joe KW's place this week, and he has a whole wall of Modu cases, which was impressive to see. And he's a statue guy. So he has a ton of statues. And he had something that I absolutely adored. It was the Kota Bakia 1/6 scale Uncanny X-Force set. Like, I think like 7 different. I'm like, man. Because that's the only little bit of Marvel Legends or even 6 scale X-Men I've got outside of Mezco stuff is I have a Uncanny X-Force that I'm building. And I've got, like, the Liefeld New Mutants X-Force kind of stuff. That's it. But seeing that, I'm like,
it's that tune. It's that tune set, right, Chris? That's coming out where they have, like, Professor X and all the other characters around them. Like, you could actually display the whole set together.
Are you talking about
Kota Bakia, the Kota Bakia X-Men series?
Well, no. Maybe it's that series, but this is all the gray and black uniforms.
Okay.
The Uncanny X-Force.
Gotcha.
Guys, it just looked great.
guys, I think all this negative talk about our challenges with collecting, I think we need to stop. The Unicron backers were at 2,088 at the start of the show. Now it's down to 2,074. It goes backwards.
Wait, how did that happen?
Maybe a bunch of people canceled.
Can people cancel?
I didn't know you could cancel.
That's because Zeta put out that snapping finger picture. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there goes half the backers.
So far, you're getting a head and a hand. Okay, cool. I'm down.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's gonna be interesting. I know I was for like you know that getting marked, but I just think the timing and everything, like even this discussion with regards to like what's coming out and all the just all the money and the and you. What you can put yourself out there for. It's just, I don't think it's a good timing what they're doing to get this backed up.
I mean, but, maybe yeah. If it was less money,
oh, it wouldn't be less so bad. Money, or, like, you know, do it in April or, you know, somewhere where you can just, you know,
yeah, know people have tax the money. Return. Tax yeah. Return time. Yeah.
Do you think that then? All right, I know we're talking about the same fucking thing for like the last three episodes, but do you think because it's 8,000 backers that can deter people from wanting to put into it because they might think they won't get there? Yeah. As opposed to it being like five. If they would have done 5,000 and we were at what we're at right now, Brian, what is it? 2,000 something.
2,074.
It might people more be like, oh shit, we're almost halfway there. Let's fucking do it. But when you look at it now, you're like, oh man, we're only a little over a fucking.
They might have. I think Hasbro might have shot themselves in the foot with regards to the aggressive backers that they put out. But
yeah. Everybody's got to buy
4.6 million dollars.
Well, yeah, you know the barge for like a week, like almost 2 weeks. I think it only had growth of like 30 per day. You know, I don't know. This thing's going to be interesting to gauge, see how it goes. It's going to be really interesting, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think it's similar to like, you know, you might be on the fence of an item and you see it in person at a show or a convention and you're like, oh, I can pick it up because it's here in front of me versus ordering it and having to wait for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's probably similar thought process, I think, to some degree for people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to put the money if they're not guaranteed to know that they're going to get it. Cause it's, you know, it's different than pre-ordering something that you know is coming, whether you put in or not, but I don't know.
And the other thing is like,
not free.
Let me just ask you, has everybody on here done like a Kickstarter before or paid in a Kickstarter?
I did.
This be my first one.
I did the Unrestables.
Okay. I mean, but you guys understand how it works, right?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how many people are like, well, I don't understand. Like, even though they lay it out in black and white, it's still confusing.
Yeah.
You know, that it's not, it's something new. So there may be people that, you know, don't back Kickstarter stuff and don't understand the whole concept. And it's like, I don't understand what's happening. Because I mean, on the surface, it's like, wait a minute, I give you this money, but you might not make it. What you know, it could be confusing to people who have never done it before.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? They're making a Unicron, and we're on a podcast talking about it.
Again,
I've done three podcasts this week, and we've talked about Unicron in every single one of them.
Dude, it's big news. It's fucking big.
It is big news.
Well, it's big news, and it's huge. It's a technique that I think just sparks a lot of discussion. You know, it's a lot of opinions.
It does.
And there's Unicron, man.
There's so many salty opinions. It's crazy. Crazy.
All right. Enough with the Unicron talk. I guess we're going to wrap it up on that. Unless you guys want to talk about anything else, bring it up. If not, we're done. Chris, thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, hey, thanks, dude.
Thanks for having me, guys. Hopefully I was somewhat entertaining.
And for you listeners, I'm not Herrick in BX. I'm the other guy. So I will not be giving you that whole spiel. If you want to watch any of the shows that are on our network, feel free to watch them. By now, you should know what the fuck they are. If you don't, sorry. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but...
Watch the end of last week's show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Really good at that whole spiel. I will tell you, though, that this was brought to you by our sponsor, Crashback Customs. Is that right, Chris? That's him right there.
That's what I'm told, at least.
Yeah. And
manager told me.
Thanks for watching. I am gonna go down the list and tell everybody. Well, they're gonna tell you where they're at. So we'll start off with Brian.
You find me Brian Brink on Facebook at Brinkalizer on Instagram, and digging through the crawl space for the next 2 weeks. Gotta sell. Need that Unicron money.
JD.
Every Tuesday here. Tomorrow. I'll be back here tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Hey, God.
Hey, God. All the rest of the shit, nobody fucking cares anyway. So,
dude, there's some fans of Figa Bang and JD.
I heard you guys are doing tomorrow.
Like all my other.
Yeah, they're doing my other stuff. Nobody gives a shit.
Panel now. Are you guys doing the Energon Unicron? It's like the black one.
Yep.
How funny would that be to put up?
That'd be funny.
2019 Hasbro Unicron review, not Kickstarter, and then it's the Energon one. How funny. Ace, if you're listening, you're
not listening. 1,000 views. Boom.
There you go.
We should do that.
That'd be funny.
G Money.
Yeah, I'm here with you guys Tuesdays, Gary Allen on Facebook, and NJCC a couple weeks. So I think it's just a one-day show.
Yeah,
time around on the Sunday, but I don't know. Some of us may be around there. The
Sunday fun day,
hanging out, and you know, maybe we can all go have some peanut butter and jelly bacon cheeseburgers on a cheat meal. So it's quite delicious.
I'm gonna start fasting now, Gary.
Exactly.
Yeah, I already have.
Yeah, I started on Sunday.
Christopher,
you can find me at Crashbox Customs on all across the fruited plain. You can find me on Monday nights on Enter the Realm, most Monday nights, and you can find me on Nerd Rage Radio most weeks, I'll say. Yeah, so that's me. Thanks for having me on, guys. I had a good time.
Well, thank you.
Cool.
Dom?
Find me in the group Sagama Grasso, and here Tuesday nights with these guys. And keep trucking, guys. You know, I know we've been talking great, you know, a little down, but we all love this shit, and we'll find a way. We'll find a way.
Well, Dom, you bring up a good little thing I wanted to end with. Anybody that's still listening, if you haven't already fucking shut this fucking thing down, if you have an idea for a topic, you want us to talk about something, bring it up. Talk to one, you know, send one of us a message. You know, we're all on Facebook. If not, you know, you could also message the actual YouTube or whatever streaming service you use and message us. Let us know what you want to talk about. Maybe you weren't happy about what we talked about. You want to bring something back up. Let us know what it is, because we're not hearing from you guys. So let us know.
Good point. Dave doesn't like what we're talking about, so please mention something.
Between us,
we should publish our chats.
We have a lot of overlapping ideas, and sometimes, you know, we kind of repeat the same thing over and over, you know, hence Unicron again, yet again, 3 weeks in a row. But if you want to hear something new, if you have something exciting you want to talk about, you might even want to be on the show. If I know who you are, maybe you'll be invited. So hit us up individually, or like I said, on whatever streaming service you're watching this on. I'm Energon Addict. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Turtles.
Hang on. I have to do this. Anybody got anything else? Anything else? Anybody? Love you, Dust. Love you.